Psalm chapter 37, and we're going to begin reading here in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless this time that we spend now studying your word. Holy Spirit of God, would you please speak through me? Fill me with your spirit and your power. And help us to be open in our heart, in our spirit, to listen and to be yielded to your spirit as you try to speak to us today. Now please comfort and encourage people and strengthen them and help them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. The title of the message this morning is Sit Still and Wait. Sit still and wait. We've been studying several things about learning how to kneel earlier this year and now learning how to sit. And I want to preach to you on sit still and wait. Many of you here this morning or people in our church that we know are carrying burdens, or they have something that's maybe heavy on their heart. They have struggles. They have burdens, and we all do. Some struggles and burdens others may know about. There may be some burdens that you carry that no one else knows about except you and God. But God does know. And I want to encourage you this morning, and I want to help you. Some of you may be like the psalmist here, that you have some problems and you don't know how to face those problems. Some of you may have health struggles that you have to deal with every single day. Some of you may have enemies, or you may have those who have hurt you. You may have those who have mistreated you. You may have those that have done you an injustice, or they've wronged you in some way. They've treated you unfairly. Maybe some have been done wrong against. Maybe some of you are just hurting because of difficult circumstances in your life. Some of you have fears and worries over something that the future may bring. Some of you have a broken heart, maybe over something that has happened or even something that you're going through right now in your life. And perhaps some of you wonder if you'll ever escape from underneath the load. You think, boy, I'm just being burdened down with such a load, such a weight that I have to carry. And is this going to go on forever? Some of you may wonder if things will ever get better. Perhaps some of you would want to take vindication. Now, when we do have an enemy or when someone has mistreated us, the natural reaction is to want to take vengeance, to want vindication. If we've been attacked or we've been hurt or someone has maybe mistreated us or spoken even unkindly towards us, we don't like that in our flesh. And our flesh would like to get even. Our flesh sometimes would like to get even, hurt back. But we know that's not right either. Perhaps some of you feel like you have no victory and you feel like things just don't seem to be successful in your life. Perhaps some of you feel like you keep getting viciously knocked down by your circumstances or by your problems or by some burdens and difficulties in your life. You say, I don't like this feeling of always getting knocked down. Maybe you don't like the pressure, the weight of the burden that you're carrying. It's hard sometimes to keep on going. You know, the natural tendency is for people to get angry. The natural tendency is for people to want to gripe or complain. Human nature is that people tend to fret and worry or become fearful or become afraid. That's human tendency. That's natural tendency. Can I show you from the Bible how God wants His people to respond when you face burdens and troubles and difficulties? Can I show you what God wants us to do even when we've maybe been done wrong against? Can I show you what God's Word says we ought to do when maybe things seem to be failing and maybe your problems seem to be growing? You want an answer to the problems, but it just seems like maybe the problems are multiplying and the burdens becoming heavier in your life. I've preached to our church before from this particular passage of Scripture, but I've studied some other Scriptures and added several things to the message. And I want to preach to you this morning on this topic, sit still and wait. Sit still and wait. Let's again notice a few of these verses here in Psalm chapter 37 with me, if you would. Psalm 37, look in verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. He doesn't want us to be all concerned that, oh no, why are the evildoers seemingly having it better than I do? That was the mindset of the psalmist sometimes. Why am I trying to live righteous or trying to live for God, and yet the workers of iniquity or the sinful or the evildoers, maybe they have some things better than I do. It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, wither as the green herb. He says, don't you worry about that. I'll take care of it, God says. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, verse 4, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. We might wonder sometimes, I'm trying to do righteous, I'm trying to do right, and it just seems like maybe it's not being rewarded. I'm not sure if God's noticing it. I'm not sure if God's rewarding it. Bible says, verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from thine anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. As we'll maybe mention it later, but when things are not quite going the way you want them to go, that's not the time to say, I'm giving up, I'm just going to do whatever I want. That's not the time to start doing evil. That's not the time to say, well, I'm turning from God, I'm going to do whatever I want, live however I want. No, you keep on doing right, even when you're going through some tough times. You keep on doing right, even when you have a heartache or some burden or some difficulty. Do those things that you know that you should do. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Back in verse 7, it says, rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. We're to sit still and wait. The word rest there in verse number 7 really means this. It means to hush or to be silent. To be silent. And God is saying we need to hush sometimes. Just hush. Just be quiet. Be silent. Sit still. Sit calmly. Sit quietly and wait. Wait on God. Wait for God to reward you for your righteousness. Wait on God when you're going through a trial and a difficulty that you don't understand. Rest in the Lord. Sit still and wait. Sit still and wait. When troubles or burdens or problems and so on, when they come your way, don't fret, don't worry, don't gripe, don't complain. Just hush and be silent. Sit still and wait. Don't blame God. Don't fret. Justice will come. Don't gripe about your problems. Don't complain about all your struggles. Just hush and be silent and sit still and wait. Let others see a Christian who doesn't get bitter. Let others see a Christian who doesn't complain and who doesn't criticize God. Just hush and be silent. Sit still. Sit still and wait. In Lamentations chapter number 3 and verse 26, the Bible says this, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait. Quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. You know, that's what God wants us to do. Wait quietly. Wait quietly. Hush, be silent. You know, we could want to be that we gripe and we complain and we've got a burden and we've got a trouble and God, and we get angry with God, or we want to blame God, and we just criticize and we become very critical of what God may be allowing in our life. Maybe we get to the point of just complaining much about burdens or difficulties or trials that we're going through, and others around us would look at that and think, what? You're really not much different than I am. Listen, we want the world to see something different, that Christians do hope in God. And when they do trust in God, listen, they can quietly wait on God and know that God is going to work things out. God is going to change this situation. God is going to strengthen me to carry this load or carry this burden that I have to carry. God doesn't want His people to be a moaning, whining, griping, or complaining type of people when burdens come. If you've got problems, listen, if we're honest, we know it never makes you feel better to go around griping or complaining. It makes you feel worse. If we gripe and complain about our problems, it's me, oh my, woe is me. Worry, worry, worry. And we can just even make ourselves feel worse by griping and complaining. We need to quietly wait for the Lord. Hush. Be silent. Sit still and wait. You know something? You can't run from enemies. You can't run from problems. You can't run from bad health. You can't run from tough circumstances. You can't run from failures. You can't run from burdens. We can't run from mistakes we've maybe made in the past. Because, you know what? They follow you. Burdens tend to follow you around. Bad health is going to follow you around. What should we do? What should we do? Sit still and wait. Sit still and wait. A few points here this morning I want to make. Number one is this. Wait quietly. Wait quietly. Hush, be silent. Don't gripe and complain. Be still, be quiet. In Psalm chapter 4 and verse number 4, the Bible says this, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Be still. Put your trust in the Lord. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. You got burdens and problems and difficulties. You may go to bed crying at night. You may shed some tears over some burdens or some difficulties in your life. But God says, be still. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in the Lord. Then guess what happens when God's people will just be still and be quiet and hush and be silent? Verse 7 says that gladness comes. It says, thou hast put gladness in my heart. Verse 8 says, peace comes. It says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, O Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. When a Christian will wait quietly and sit still and wait quietly on the Lord, God says, I'll put some gladness in your heart. I'll put some joy in your heart. I'll give you some peace when you go to bed at night that, hey, I'm going to work everything out. Things are going to be okay in your life. Peace comes and gladness comes when we hush, we be silent. We hush and stop griping. We hush and stop complaining. We hush and stop blaming God. Sit still and wait. Sit still and wait, Christian. Number one, we need to wait quietly. Wait quietly. Secondly, wait patiently. Wait patiently. If you want to write these down, they'll be very simple. Two words. Wait quietly. Number one. Number two, wait patiently. Wait patiently. Again, back in Psalm 37, verse 7, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. What are you supposed to do when you can't do anything about your circumstances? What are you supposed to do when there's nothing you can do about your circumstances? You can't change the situation. That command to rest in the Lord basically means to sit still. Sit still and wait. What are you supposed to do when you can't change things? Rest in the Lord. Sit still and wait. Wait quietly for the Lord. And number two, wait patiently for the Lord. When He tells us to wait for the Lord, it means a few things. A few things. Psalm 37 tells us to wait for the Lord. Wait patiently for the Lord. That's even explained in verses 3 and 5, where it says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We're to rest in the Lord. We're to sit still and wait. We're to wait patiently. If we're going to wait patiently, that means this. We need to keep on trusting God. A lot of people don't have patience. A lot of men don't have patience. Probably a lot of people don't have patience. You know, we want things now, and we want the answer now, and we want things figured out now, and we want the burden taken away now, and we want the problem fixed now. But what if we carry a burden and we carry it for a long time? What if we go through difficult circumstances in our life and things don't change for a while? Keep trusting God. That's part of waiting patiently. Where we just have to keep on trusting God. The Bible said trust in the Lord and do good. What else should we do? Keep on doing right. If you're going to wait patiently, you keep on doing right. You keep on doing good. What if we think, well, I'm trying to do righteous, live righteously, or I'm trying to do right. And we think, is God not seeing it? Is God not rewarding me for my righteousness? You keep on doing right. You keep on doing good. Don't think, well, I think this is a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. No, you keep on doing what is right. Keep on doing what is good to do. Keep trusting God. Keep doing right. And then thirdly, I would say this, keep it in God's hands. It said there in the verse, commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Hey, commit your future unto the Lord. Commit your life unto God's hand. Just keep it in God's hands. Understand that God, there's nothing I can do to change this. My hands cannot fix it. My hands cannot solve the problem. God, it's in your hands. It's your problem. I've got this burden, God, but it's yours. You've got to deal with it. You've got to fix it. I'm going to keep on trusting you. I'm going to keep on doing right. God, I'm going to keep it in your hands. I'm going to trust my future to you. That's what it means to wait patiently. Wait patiently. Wait patiently isn't, okay, God, I've been waiting. I waited a whole hour. God, now where's the answer to my problem? He says God's going to reward me and God has an answer for my problem and God's going to help me. How come the answer hasn't come, God? You're going to have to wait patiently. Wait patiently. Keep trusting Him. Keep doing right. Keep it in God's hands. When troubles and problems and burdens come your way, don't fret, don't worry. Don't gripe, don't complain. Hush and be silent. Lamentations 3:26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Number one, we need to wait quietly for the Lord. Wait quietly for the Lord. We think about the life of Joseph in the book of Genesis. There were so many things in Joseph's life that just seemed to not really go the way that you'd kind of want your life to go. Can you imagine? Here's the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. And one of the youngest sons of the family, he ends up being hated by his brothers. His brothers become very jealous of him, very envious of him, because of his father favored him. And his brothers hated him, wanted to put him to death, but one of the older brothers kind of talked them out of it and said, well, let's, instead of us just actually killing him, let's just throw him down into a pit and we'll leave him there and we'll let the animals take care of him. I'm not sure what the difference is, but they were going to leave him for naught. And then after that, they saw a group of people that were actually traveling down into Egypt and said, you know what, let's get Joseph far away from us. Let's get him so far away that we will never have to see him again. And we'll sell him as a slave. We'll sell him into slavery. They took their brother and they sold him. And he would be taken down into Egypt to become a slave. There as he was a slave and as he ends up, God miraculously does some things and promotes him. And he ends up being a servant really in the palace. The king, the Pharaoh of Egypt. But there we know of how Pharaoh's wife tried to entice him and tried to get him to do sinfully and wrongly, and he would not do it. And he ends up going to prison. And he ends up being put in jail, and he ends up being forgotten about. Joseph went through a lot of things, didn't he? A lot of things. If you know the story and know the book of Genesis, we see how God really worked all things together for good. God had an incredible plan in the life of Joseph, and though it didn't quite work out according to Joseph's timeline. It didn't quite out, wasn't quite always as maybe easy as Joseph would have liked it to have been. God was working, and God had a plan. And God would end up exalting Joseph one day to becoming the second highest in command in all of Egypt. And God would use him to save his family and use him to save his own nation from a time of drought and famine. You know what? Through all that, we never read of Joseph complaining. We never read of Joseph griping and complaining. No, Joseph was waiting quietly on the Lord all that time. He waited quietly. He didn't gripe. He didn't complain. He wasn't always filled with fret and worry. What's God going to do now? He waited quietly on the Lord. And can I say, he waited patiently. He waited patiently. Remember, God had given him a dream as a younger boy that one day you're going to be in such a position that even all your brothers and even your father and mother, that they would bow down to you. Listen, that's not taking place when he's a servant in Egypt. That's not taking place when he's in jail and he's being forgotten about. Listen, he had to wait a long time on the Lord for what God was going to do. But he did. He waited patiently. He waited quietly on the Lord. And that's what we must do. Wait quietly for the Lord, for what God is doing and what God is going to work in your situation. Number one, wait quietly for the Lord. Number two, wait patiently. Wait patiently for Him, the Bible says. Keep trusting God. Keep on doing right. Keep things in God's hands and recognize that He's in control. The Bible says in Romans 8:25, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. We need to wait patiently. Number one, wait quietly. Wait quietly. Don't gripe and complain and be all bitter and angry against God. Number two, wait patiently. Wait patiently on God for what God is going to do in your life. And number three, wait courageously. Wait courageously. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 27 and verse number 14. Psalm chapter 27 and verse 14. We need to wait courageously. In Psalm 27 and verse 4, the Bible says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Boy, a very simple verse, isn't it? Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and look what God will do. He will strengthen thine heart. He'll strengthen thine heart. You may be going through a great difficulty in your life. You may have a burden. You may have troubles you're facing in your life. Wait courageously. Wait courageously during that time. Wait believing that God is in control. Wait believing that God is going to take care of you. Wait believing that God is going to reward you for your righteousness. If you keep on and you trust God and you do right. Wait patiently on God. Wait quietly for God. But wait courageously. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Listen, God will help you. God will strengthen your heart. There'll be times where our heart is, oh, my heart is faint, my heart is weary, my heart feels like giving up, and so on. But if you wait courageously, wait on the Lord, the Bible promises, He will strengthen thine heart. Number one, we need to wait quietly. Wait quietly. Number two, wait patiently. Wait patiently on the Lord. Number three, wait courageously. And number four, wait obediently. Wait obediently. Back in Psalm chapter number 37, Psalm chapter 37, and down in verse number 34, the Bible says, wait on the Lord and keep His way. Remember earlier in the book we read where it said, trust in the Lord and do good. Here He says, wait on the Lord and keep His way. Keep His way. Listen, when you're going through tough times in your life, that's not the time to forsake God. You keep on doing what you're supposed to do. You keep His way. You keep on going to church. You keep on praying. You keep on reading the Bible. It's amazing how sometimes people could go through a great trial in their life and they'll just stop going to church or stop reading their Bible or stop praying. Listen, don't do that. That's not the time to stop. You keep God's way. You keep on doing right. You keep on reading your Bible. You keep on giving. You keep on serving the Lord. You keep His way in your life. When things are, oh, I'm just not sure and there's a difficulty in my life, keep on doing right. When you're going through a struggle in your life, listen, it may be that through that struggle, God is trying your faith or God wants to prove your faith or prove His faithfulness to you. You keep on trusting God and keep on serving Him and keep on giving of yourself and doing the things that God wants you to do. Keep on. Wait obediently. Wait obediently on the Lord. Keep His way. Don't stop doing right just because you're going through something tough in your life. Wait on the Lord.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Listen, I don't know when that due season's going to come, but I know the promises of God's Word that He'll reward you, and there is a due season. God will reward you. You do what is right. You stay faithful to God. When things are tough in your life, don't give up on Him. Don't turn from Him. Don't stop obeying Him. Wait obediently and keep His way. Keep His way in your life. We need to sit still and wait. Sit still and wait. Number one this morning, we said wait quietly. Wait quietly. Don't let your life be filled with griping and complaining and anger and bitterness towards God. Wait quietly on Him. Number two, wait patiently. Wait patiently. The answer might not come today. Wait patiently on the Lord. Number three, wait courageously, and He will strengthen thine heart. Number four, wait obediently. Keep on doing right. Number five, wait confidently. Wait confidently. And can I say, it's not putting confidence in ourselves, but putting our confidence in God. The world really wants us to put a lot of confidence in ourselves. But God wants us to put our confidence in Him, to trust in Him. In Psalm 25 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." Listen, wait confidently in the God of your salvation. Listen, if God was able to save you, don't you think He can take care of some other things also? Where is it? Romans chapter 8, I think, in verse number 32, if I remember right. Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" Sometimes we may think, I have prayers and I have prayer requests, and there are things that I'm asking of God, and I just don't know if God will do it. I don't know if God can do it. I don't know if God's able. Listen, if God was willing to give His own Son for us, then don't you think He'll also freely give us all things? The Bible says so. The Bible says He will. We need to wait confidently in God, the God of your salvation. Listen, if God can save your soul, if God loves you enough to give His Son to die on the cross and pay the penalty for your sin, listen, that's a God who loves you and cares about you, and He's interested in every area of your life. Wait confidently in Him. Keep your confidence in the God of your salvation. Psalm 25, 21 says, "Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee." Wait confidently in your God. Psalm 39 and verse 7 says, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." Listen, wait confidently in your God. There is no one else that is more worthy of your trust. There is no one else that is a better one to place your confidence in and to put your trust in than God. What wait I for? My hope is in thee. In thee. Psalm 52 and verse 9 says, "I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints." Wait confidently, believing that God desires good and will do good in your life. Again, remember all the good things that He has done in your life. The psalmist was able to look back and say, "God, because thou hast done it. Because there are some things that thou hast done. There are some things that you have done, God, in my life. And because of that, I know I can still keep my hope in you. I know I can still keep my trust in you. I know I can still keep my confidence in you." Wait confidently. Remember the good things God has done in your life. Psalm 59 and verse 9 says, "Because of His strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense." Listen, wait confidently in God, who is a strong and mighty defense. He is our protection, our shelter, our high tower. Psalm 62 and verse 5 says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." We need to wait confidently, expecting that there's a God who wants to answer our prayers. There's a God who hears the prayers of the righteous. And we can wait confidently, wait expecting that God wants to hear and answer those prayers in your life. Psalm 123 and verse 2 says, "Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us." Wait confidently in a God who is merciful. He will show mercy. Aren't you glad that we have a God who will forgive us of all of our sins? He will show mercy. He'll forgive us of all our sins if we'll put our trust in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we'll trust Him for as our Savior, trust Him for the forgiveness of sins, He will show mercy. Put your confidence in Him. Put your trust in Him. Psalm 130 in verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. Wait confidently in the Lord and trust His word. Listen, this book is true and faithful. This book is true and faithful. This is something you can depend on. There are a lot of things in life that are very uncertain, but God's word is sure. God's word is the truth. It is true from beginning to end. This is God's divine word that He gave to us, the Holy Bible we call it. Listen, God gave us His word so we could know about our Creator, know about God's love, and know about His mercy, and know of Christ, His Son, and what He's done for us. What a wonderful God we have. Wait confidently in Him. Psalm 145, 15 says, the eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Wait confidently, believing that the Lord will reward you for your faithful labor and service to Him. Isaiah 40, 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen, wait confidently in the Lord, and He will renew your strength. Lamentations 3, verse 25 says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. What a wonderful verse. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Listen, wait confidently, believing that God is good, and that God will do good to those who seek Him. You remember the promise of Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Listen, if you love God and you're seeking God, God will bring all things together for good in your life according to His purpose, according to His plan. We need to believe that. Have confidence in your God. Sit still and wait on God. Wait confidently in your God. Number one, I said this, we need to wait quietly. Wait quietly. Don't be someone who's known for always griping and complaining about your difficulties. Wait quietly. Wait quietly. Number two, wait patiently. Wait patiently. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. When you're resting, what are you doing? You're relaxing. You sit down. Kick your feet up. Sit still. Don't be, trying to figure everything out. Listen, there may be some things you can't figure out. You're going to have to rest in the Lord. Sit still. Trust God. Wait courageously. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait obediently. Keep doing right. Keep His way. Keep His way. Wait on Him and keep His way. Keep His way. It's not the time to say, I don't care what God thinks. I'm going to live however I want to live, do whatever I want to do. Or I'm tired of serving God. Where's the reward in it? Listen, God will reward you in heaven, and I believe God will reward you in many ways down here on this earth. You keep on doing right. Wait obediently. Number five, wait confidently. Have confidence in God's goodness. God is good and God is faithful. Have confidence in God's plan for your life. Have confidence that God knows what is best for you. And last, I just say this, wait. Number six, wait continually. Wait continually. Wait continually. In Hosea 12 and verse 6, the Bible says, therefore, turn thou to thy God and wait on thy God continually. Wait on thy God continually. Don't change. Don't ever let your heart be turned away from God. Wait on Him continually. Keep trusting God faithfully and continually, day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year after year. Keep waiting on God. Wait on Him continually. Listen, we have a God who is faithful, right? A God who is always the same. A God who never changes.
there are some ways that we know certainly once we've got it, once we know what is true, once we know what is right, once we know that God is real and we've begun to serve Him and we've begun to live for Him and we've put our faith in Him, you keep on. You continue. Wait on Him continually. Keep doing right. Don't change. Don't let your heart be turned away from God. Wait on Him continually. Wait quietly. Wait patiently. Wait courageously. Wait obediently. Wait confidently. Keeping your confidence in Him. And wait continually. Sit still and wait. There are things that we just could want to complain and why does God do this? He says, you sit still and wait. You sit still and wait. And there are times where we want to go and try to solve everything and figure everything out. No, you wait patiently. You wait patiently. Let's wait on the Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you, please, help us to learn to sit still and wait. Lord, sometimes we know that, if we're honest, that sometimes sitting still and waiting is maybe a harder exercise for us, a harder discipline for us than for us just to try to do something on our own, for us to try to figure something out and find our own solution. Lord, sometimes we don't like waiting on you. We don't like waiting for the reward of our righteousness. We maybe don't like waiting for the answer to come. We don't like waiting for the answer to prayer to come. We don't like waiting for you to take the burden away. And sometimes people can become upset, fretful, worrying, griping, complaining. Sometimes we take things in our own hands. Sometimes people become angry and bitter with you and they lose their joy and they begin to go away from you and eventually just go their own way and they no longer live for you. Lord, that's very sad. Father, help us truly to recognize that our strength comes from you. Our help comes from you. Father, if we wait with confidence in you and we wait courageously trusting you, you can strengthen us. You will help us. We can wait on you continually, knowing that you have a reward, knowing that you will help us, knowing that you are in control and you know what is best in our life. Father, teach us to wait. Teach us to sit still and wait on you.